Here is your morning brief for Friday, April 28th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Just months after telling global investors that it was open for business, China is ratcheting up its pressure on foreign companies. China's spy law has been broadened to counter perceived foreign threats, and authorities have in recent weeks targeted several firms that are operating in the country. This includes a surprise visit to consulting firm Bain's office in Shanghai to question staff, detaining an employee of a Japanese drug maker, and raiding the Beijing office of U.S. due diligence company Mintz Group. The Chinese embassy in Washington didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. The Eurozone has narrowly avoided recession, with GDP data out this morning showing that Spain's economy picked up amid a revival of tourism, while Italy's economy grew again after contracting at the end of last year. However, Germany's economic engine is faltering. The bloc's return to modest growth coincides with a first quarter pickup in China and a slowdown in the United States. Warring parties in Sudan have agreed to extend a fragile ceasefire for 3 more days as thousands in the country try and flee for safety. The U.S., which helped to broker the ceasefire along with Saudi Arabia, is urging Americans to use the truce to leave the country. This morning, however, Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces accused the military of breaking the truce, suggesting that the latest ceasefire is also unlikely to hold. There was no immediate response from the military. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, and European shares edged lower in early trading. U.S. stock futures are down, and ExxonMobil, Chevron, and Colgate-Palmolive are among the companies set to report earnings later today.